91X News.
It's 6 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Gale. With less than 2 weeks to go before the federal election, there are more opportunities to hear what local candidates have to say. The Belleville Chamber of Commerce hosted the Prince Edward Hastings riding debate last night at the Empire Theater. Conservative candidate Daryl Cramp was challenged on the topic of tuition by Green Party candidate Patrick Larkin.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could give our young people a tax credit for their hard costs, their tuition, their housing, their food, and their shelter, and let them, once they go into the workforce, give them 5 years. In other words, get to work.
The candidates will meet again at Lowless College on Wednesday. Tonight, Northumberland Quinty West candidates will meet in Trenton before debating in Bloomfield next Tuesday. Tonight's meeting will be hosted by the Canadian Association of Retired Persons at Trenton High School. All three meetings take place at 7 o'clock. Few people in Marmarow woke up to a little note on their vehicle's windshield. The Central Hastings OPP left the Lock It or Lose It pamphlets to remind people to lock their cars whenever the vehicle is unattended. OPP checked a total of 157 vehicles and found that 27 of them were unlocked. They like to remind people how important it is to take the time to remove your valuables and lock your vehicle. Central Hastings OPP also checked 100 vehicles in Madoc as part of the Spring Seatbelt campaign. Two tickets were issued during the checkpoints. Central Hastings OPP have received complaints about phone scams that have been occurring recently. One caller was told to download something on their computer, and it caused the computer to run slowly. The caller then requested the homeowner to turn on their computer. The OPP is reminding people to never give out personal information or financial information over the phone to an unidentified caller. Provincial police have identified a man from Oshawa who died in a crash just north of Peterborough. Michael Timothy Murphy, 35, was killed when his car left the road and hit a rock Monday afternoon near Buckhorn. Police say Murphy was wearing a seatbelt, and investigators have not determined what caused the crash. An autopsy is being done today. The 401 has shut down west of Toronto this morning. There was a fiery crash involving a tractor trailer around 4:30. All lanes of the eastbound 401 from Mavis Road to Highway 10 remain closed. The westbound lanes through Mississauga have since been reopened, but it's still a slow trip. Provincial police say the driver escaped safely when the truck hauling food products crashed and burst into flames. There's no indication of how long eastbound lanes will remain closed. The idea of a coalition is on the NDP's mind. Leader Jack Layton says he's open to some kind of coalition in the next parliament if the Conservatives fall short of a majority. But Layton says he doesn't see the Bloc Québécois coming into a coalition cabinet or government.
You'd work with the other parties that want to build a better and stronger Canada. We know that Gilles Duceppe, it's not really his objective, so you can't really see him being part of a government.
Although Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff has shied away from the idea, and Prime Minister Stephen Harper has made coalition sound like a terrible threat in his campaigning, Layton says he sees nothing wrong with it. Energy Minister Brad DeGuid has a couple of protesters on his hands at Queen's Park. Greenpeace says four of its members are sitting at DeGuid's office because the Ontario government plans to build a new nuclear reactor, though considering green alternatives. Spokesman Keith Stewart says a comparison of renewable energy sources versus nuclear was ruled out of scope at recent hearings into new reactors at the Darlington Generating Station. A spokesman for DeGuid says the protesters have been peacefully occupying the reception area since just before 9 this morning, while provincial police officers keep watch. Inflation came in surprisingly hot last month. Jerry Smith of the Canadian Press reports the cost of living has accelerated at the fastest pace in more than 2 years.
The annual inflation rate surged by 1.1 point to 3.3% last month. It marks the first time the rate has topped 3% since September of 2008, on the eve of the recession. Canada's consumer price index was widely expected to see a large gain with the price of oil skyrocketing past $100 a barrel, but few expected the leap would be so high.
The March report, if it's followed by outsized gains in the next 2 months, could convince the Bank of Canada it needs to soon begin rising interest rates. There's new hope for early detection of Alzheimer's disease. Aaron Ketertsky reports.
New guidelines break down Alzheimer's into stages that Dr. Ronald Peterson at the Mayo Clinic says reflect the disease's gradual onset.
We're hopeful that by identifying people in the preclinical stage of the disease, we will be able to intervene more effectively.
Recent drug treatments that have failed, possibly because they were administered too late, may be worth another shot.
These therapies may be successful if, in fact, we intervene at an earlier point in time.
New hope for millions with Alzheimer's. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The royal wedding is just around the bend. Reporter Brian Ross says they're imposing extraordinary security along the route Prince William and Kate Middleton will take.
Officers have been inspecting and sealing sewer drains. Bomb-sniffing dogs are in the final stages of special training. And police command centers will have access to literally thousands of closed-circuit television cameras. Operators can watch Westminster Abbey and the surrounding areas, check out trash bins and suspicious packages, and zoom in on individual faces in the crowd.
The wedding will draw an extraordinary collection of royals, politicians, and VIPs, including the Queen and roughly 50 foreign heads of state. That's 91X News to 1206. Katrina Genovason has sports next.
We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments, making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right, that should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Katrina Genovason with 91X Sports. In local sports, the Wellington Dukes will play Game 1 of the Dudley Hewitt Cup today. The Dukes take on Wisconsin and Huntsville at 2 o'clock. All three Canadian teams remained unbeaten Monday at the World Senior and Mixed Doubles Curling Championship. Canada's senior women's team crushed Sweden 11-1 in the morning draw, then defeated the United States 5-2. Canada got off to a blistering start against the Swedes, scoring 2 in the first end, 4 in the second, and 2 in the third. Canada's game against the U.S. was much tighter, with the score tied 2-2 until Canada scored 1 in the 7th and 2 in the 8th. The singles champions at Wimbledon this year will each receive £1.1 million, or $1.8 million, a 10% increase from last year. The chief executive announced Tuesday the total prize fund for the 125th championship is going up by 6.4% to £14.6 million, or $23.8 million. Because the British pound has strengthened since last year, the increase is even larger when counted in dollars. Last year, prize monies for the singles champions broke the $1 million pound mark for the first time. The All England Club has been asking the British government to relax tax rules to make the tournament more attractive to competitors. The NHL's disciplinarian could be busy today. There are reports that Pittsburgh Chris Kunitz and Tampa's Steve Downey face disciplinary hearings. Kunitz elbowed Tampa's Simon Gagné, while Downey charged Ben Lovejoy. The Canucks can send the Stanley Cup champions packing tonight with a win. Vancouver beat Chicago in the first three games of the series, which continues tonight in the Windy City. The bad news for the Hawks is they are 0-17 in series after dropping the first three games, and only three teams in NHL history have come back from an 0-3 deficit to win a series. In other games tonight, San Jose plays in Los Angeles with the series tied 1-1. There's hope the Gymnastics World Champions will still be held in Tokyo this fall. The president of the Japanese Olympic Committee says it would uplift a country still reeling from last month's earthquake and nuclear crisis. He added hosting Worlds would give the Japanese people hope and encourage them to overcome the disaster. Worlds, the main qualifier for the 2012 Olympics, are scheduled for October 7th to the 16th in Tokyo. The committee will decide next month whether to move the event. Lobsters aren't just for eating anymore. A professor of chemical and biological engineering at the University of Maine has developed prototypes of biodegradable golf balls made out of ground-up lobster shells. David Navant says the ball is the same size and weight as a standard golf ball, but it's intended for use on cruise ships or at driving ranges on lakes or oceans. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X Weather.
Sun and cloud today with the high reaching 8 degrees and dropping to 3 overnight. Tomorrow, the rain is going to return with a high of 12. And on Thursday, cloudy and 7. It's 12:09 at 6 degrees. 91X News on air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Ashley Gale with Katrina Genovason. News is next at 1 o'clock.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.